A week after the shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival, signs on the Las Vegas Strip went dark in remembrance of the victims and those injured. But now the signs are bright again, and the people behind the city's tourism industry wondered how to get visitors to come back. Yesterday, the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority released this ad. It doesn't sound like Vegas, but over the music you see tweets from Vegas fans. At Joanna Alonzo says, "No one and nothing will stop me from going to Vegas." At Kelly Taylor says, "The city is like a vacation home to me." And the ad ends with hashtag Vegas Strong. Joining us now for just a few minutes to talk about this is Billy Vasiliadis. He's CEO of R&R Partners, the branding agency that works with the city on its branding, including the famous line, "What happens in Vegas?" Billy, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you. It's a very different tone than what we're used to when we think of Las Vegas. So tell us about approaching an ad after a horrible event like this.
Well, our primary guidepost has been how to do something sensitively, how to do something appropriately, how not to offend victims, their families, and other people that are still grieving and mourning, and yet be able to inform the world that Vegas is good, that we're back up to speed, that we're open. We've been monitoring online chatter as well as doing some surveys, talking to customers, and there was some word out there that the South Strip was still closed with crime tape, et cetera, that people wanted to come but concerned about those things. So basically we're trying to inform the public, we're trying to inform U.S. travelers that we indeed are open. We had two conventions that had full attendance this week. All of our entertainers are on their stages and want to perform for people, and we're going to be appropriate in our tone and in our voice, but we need to let people know that what the Vegas that they want is still here.
Does it help that so many people have had a fun experience in Las Vegas before and they feel a connection to it even without this tragedy, and the tragedy might make them feel the connection even more deeply?
Yeah, I think it does. You know, we have a very, very loyal customers, and Vegas has been that place that for years is where Phoenicians and Los Angelians and others come to escape. They out of their daily grinds, out of the pressure of their lives, away from their workplace, and they come here and they take 3 or 4 days and decompress. And that Vegas is the one that's on people's minds, and that's why we have been portraying the comments of our fans, of our friends on social media, instead of direct message from us, because we want people relating to others.
Billy Vasiliadis is CEO of R&R Partners, the branding agency that works with Las Vegas and came up with the famous line, "What happens in Vegas?" Billy, thanks for some of your time today.
Thank you so much, and hope to see you soon.